This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Brand new one from Hiatus Coyote. It's their second single that they've dropped that will be available in their forthcoming album this June 25th. The new album is called Mood Valiance, and the song you just heard is called Red Room. It's released just a couple of hours ago, and it came from a jam at the studio that the band did at around 3 a.m. in Rio after a full day of tracking with the legendary Arthur Verukai, who contributed strings to their last single, Get Sun. Great stuff from the band.
Nice. Now it's time for a quickfire news roundup that we call...
By the way, retro modern country singer Joy Chapman is now the Guinness World Record holder for the lowest female vocal note. Not a world record you hear about every day. According to Joy, she discovered her gift as a child and would usually sing the male parts in choirs as she could reach the lower notes that other guys couldn't. And to ensure the accuracy of this world record attempt, they used sonograms to accurately determine the notes that she was singing. And this is because it's very hard for the human ear to pick out sub-bass level notes. And that's where the sonogram comes into play. Basically, she's singing notes that are so low that you need a computer, basically.
That's insane.
So here's how her attempt went.
Hi, I'm Joy Chapman. I'm 52 years old from Surrey, BC, Canada. I'm a singer, songwriter, tribute artist, and I'm about to attempt the Guinness World Record for the lowest female note.
La, 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 la. La 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 la.
Right here, we're seeing the C1, 33.57 hertz.
And there you go. Congratulations!
Yay!
You did it.
Yeah, so at one point, I mean, towards the end, it was just so low that it sounded like one long note, but she was actually descending even lower.
Oh no, yeah. I couldn't tell. And to me, it's the first time I'm listening to it. I think I am reminded of really dark, deep, guttural black metal or death metal growls, you know, by like bands like Marduk or like Burzum and stuff like that.
She can really growl for those bands, right?
It's insane.
Yeah, her record now stands at 33.57 hertz at a C1 note, beating the previous record of 57.9 hertz and A sharp 1 note. You can check out that video. It's all on YouTube. She's the real deal.
Right. By the way, a few reports that have surfaced this week saying that more musicians have rolled out their limited edition NFTs, and these are set to go on sale in a few months' time. Just a couple of weeks ago, we reported that the Kings of Leon was selling their latest album, When You See Yourself, as NFTs. And this week, two big acts are set to follow suit. They are Japanese metal band Baby Metal and also hip-hop pioneers Run DMC. Here are some details about these two NFT deals that's coming up. So Baby Metal NFT will feature digital trading cards, and they've only made 1,000 packs. So it's super limited, only available for sale for 72 hours. And that's dropping on the 6th of May, next week. It will also have one tangible item on top of the NFT, which will be a limited edition vinyl of their new Best Of Anthology record. So to buy this Baby Metal NFT, you will need to create an account and connect to the Worldwide Asset Exchange wallet for the purchase. And another one is Run DMC. They also set to debut their digital artwork collection. And this is limited edition vinyl covers of their 12-on-12 compilation, actually. The artwork is designed by Rina Tolentino. She made 12 different versions of the cover together with an original collection of paintings by herself called Trailblazers. And this Run DMC NFT is on sale at trade platform Peppermint. So these things will definitely be in high demand considering both Baby Metal and Run DMC's worldwide fan base, right? And the big NFT boom as well, as we've been experiencing this year. And I think to sum it up, music website Consequence puts it very nicely. And I quote, "In a world of copy and paste file overload, NFTs have a uniqueness that makes them appealing to collectors and investors. So they've also given artists new incentive to share their digital content as well as a lucrative new source of revenue.
Very well said.
Yeah, so that's where I think the future of money to be made other than just music, right? Because streaming platforms pay out is very little. You cannot play live shows. So you're only hoping for physical copies to sell, but NFTs could be your retirement plan.
Basically, an NFT is the most expensive tier of merch that an artist can sell.
Exactly, right?
Okay, by the way, last week on The Pulse, Hanif and Daryl spoke about British stars Paul McCartney, Kate Bush, Chris Martin, to name a few. They have all signed an open letter calling on Boris Johnson to enforce changes to the economic model of streaming because musicians are literally earning pennies while the labels and corporations get richer and richer, right? And this has been the outcry of musicians for many years now as they are being pinned down by menial payments. Mm-hmm. With that being said, if you're the owner of one of the world's biggest streaming platforms, the last thing you should do is to go around and tell people you have the intention to buy the Arsenal Football Club. Well, Arsenal owners are still insisting that the club is not for sale, but that hasn't stopped Daniel Ek from trying anyways, rallying up the help of Arsenal legends on the way. The Spotify founder with a net worth of 4.9 billion USD is quite unpopular among musicians, so this bit of news clearly didn't sit well with them and it didn't take long for them to speak up. Tim Burgess from UK band The Charlatans was quick to respond to this piece of news. He tweeted, "Could we ask that you get things sorted out with musicians before jumping in with footballers?"
Ooh.
And another musician wrote, "As a musician, I would like to warn people in football not to give you the chance of blipping up the entire industry as well. You've done enough damage to music already." Mm. Oh, that last line. And of course, there were tons of jokes about Arsenal players who were about to get paid 0.003 cents per game. As of now, Spotify pays artists between 0.003 cents and 0.005 cents per stream.
I hope it doesn't go through, but you know, you never know in football these days, right?
Yeah.
By the way, this just came in earlier this afternoon. The Star Online reported that Apple Music have just launched their cities focus music charts on their platform. The city charts came alongside their new iOS 14.5 and it's completely free. Even if you're not subscribed to Apple Music, you can still have a look at the chart at music.apple.com. And the charts are updated daily and it basically tracks the top 25 songs most streamed in more than 100 countries worldwide. So there's a lot of top charts of London and New York and the list goes on, more than 100 countries. Kuala Lumpur is there as well. So the Kuala Lumpur Daily top 25 is already up now. If you use an iPhone, just look up Apple Music and search for the top 25 charts under your browse tab. They will bring up a worldwide chart and also a whole bunch of, you know, other cities in the world top 25 charts today. You can also compare what's topping the charts in all the other cities listed there too. So it's a nice touch, I feel. We can compare Malaysian trends to global charts. That's probably useful for music marketers in the future. But, you know, we can save that conversation for another day. A quick look at the top 25 Kuala Lumpur chart today. And we've seen the pretty standard modern music standing in there. The top spot is led by Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak's collaboration, Leave the Door Open. Justin Bieber, Peaches at number two. And also, you know, the list goes on. Doja Cat and SZA's Kiss Me More is also there. And also, the track that we're going to listen to next, because I've been really enjoying this tune, actually. I never knew it released last year.
Are you more of a Weeknd fan or Ariana Grande fan?
Ooh, tough. I don't know. I haven't decided. But actually, this track by The Weeknd came out last year already, Save Your Tears. But they just released the remix version featuring Ariana Grande. And that's song number 4 in Kuala Lumpur top 25 charts today. So we're going to listen to that one. And we come back with more on The Pulse. Here's The Weeknd and Ariana Grande's Save Your Tears remix. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.